Wagwan people, Wagwan. You're listening to the Goods 95 with a Z. You're locked into We Are Go. What is really going on? You know, we're all about these topics and, about all the good convos and all about the good vibes and all of that. Yeah. Are you ready for the next episode? Yes, you are. Let's go. Yes. Right. This episode will contain very strong language, explicit content, and it will be very loud. So I suggest you do not wear headphones.
So like for example, for me, I went to in sixth form, a boarding school. So I there was rich people there, and there were, you saw the spectrum of those niggas.
What the fuck is your black ass doing in the boarding school?
Huh? No, obviously for rugby, innit?
Ah, fans.
Ah, for rugby.
But I had niggas that had them German wits, and they were like, yeah, they weren't really trying to do no work in school. They weren't really trying to go train. They weren't trying to do nothing. They were always partying and give a fuck about it. You get what I'm saying? Like,
that just depends on your upbringing, though.
Yeah. But then there are other people that will be like, yeah, even though like my parents are rich, I'm still going to grind. So it depends on the person, like, because you don't need to be like, yeah, you got to.
Yeah, it depends on how sport you are.
Yeah,
you can
that's
have
what I'm
parents
who
have peace and shit.
Because you don't need to push someone that's already like driven. If the kid ain't driven, you gotta tell this nigga or whatever who races, yo, we gotta start paying some money. You a bum, you get a job, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, they won't be bummy, but they'll just be lazy in life.
Yeah, but that's still a bum behavior. Bum mentality.
Yeah, because what
that's
would you do
like? That's the mentality, innit? You're acting like that's what a bum would do, innit? Like, mentality up there. So you ain't trying to work for your shit. You're just trying to sit around and nah. Because that's like my, I know my. Kind of my brother-in-law, kind of his brother. My brother's a little brother. He like 30, and he's from like it was white privilege, innit?
Yeah.
He's 30. This guy lives at home, and that just shows that if you're not pushed and you get everything, you can just flop in life. Like how are you 30 years old? You live.
Nah, but what does he do?
You don't work.
He might not necessarily.
He dropped out of uni. Imagine he done this. Imagine he done this. The guy, yeah, he got into uni and that A levels. He got his A levels. Yeah, patterned. Obviously, he went to private school. So the guy, he's patterned in it for like they basically give you the grades in it. So he's already in university. But then he drops out like first weeks. Just takes the student loan, goes to India for 3 years with his girlfriend, and he didn't tell no one. Just disappears. Now
that's mad. That you know, because in my first year of uni, yeah. Some people come in and just went.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like one guy,
that's what I'm saying. People are do the mad thing.
There was one guy, yeah, he came and his dad like has a Bentley or something in it. But my man, yeah, he looked 30, fam, but he was like 18. He had bald head already,
is
yeah.
It?
Yeah, trust me, it was mad, yeah. Wow, so he looks 30, yeah. But anyway, he came. Man didn't come, like he didn't come to no lectures or anything. He just came because he was in my form in it, and it was like. He would talk about, oh yeah, he goes casino all the time and he does this, does that, yeah. And partly he's the reason why I go casino. Like when I went to uni, that's when I first started going casino. But he was like, he would just like talk about his dad's Bentley, what his dad does internationally and all this stuff, yeah. But my man didn't do no work. He failed in the first year, like he got like thirds and stuff. And then he just went off, yeah, and he was gone for a year. And then he came back doing another course.
Yeah.
And then he went again.
Again.
So it's like, my man.
That's what I'm saying. They just. I think they take things
bothered.
A lot more lightly. You know what I'm saying? They're not bothered. Because they know that they're going to be straight at the end of the day. If all fails,
you can still
go. You're right. You got your mum and dad.
Yeah,
still got mum and daddy.
You got that safety net.
Yeah.
Not everyone has, like. A lot of people don't have that. Most people in the world just don't have that. Just don't have that. Just most people.
And there's no
job. If you do have that, what are you going to do? Like, you'll move differently. Like.
Yeah, I'd definitely different. Move different. If I was born like privileged,
yeah man.
I'd move different. But then, Joe, you know, like sometimes you think like some rich people are smug, yeah. If you grow up, yeah, to a level like a certain quality, like you go to a restaurant,
you'll be like,
and you pay two bags for for a whole family thing. And then you
go to some other normal restaurant, you'd be like just not appreciating.
Yeah, you will. You'll be like,
and you're looking down on people, the quality of life, because. You go to fucking whatever, like.
But you would though, innit? You're not gonna.
It's true, like.
If you pay for that quality of work, and then you don't get that service, like to someone that's like, who ain't got that finance for you, they'll be thinking, you're a bit smug or you're a bit whatever. But like to them, if that's their lifestyle, that's
it.
Normal to them. It don't mean it's right, but
they
that's
are around
it's true
people,
though. Do you know what I mean?
They're around people that think the same way as them.
Yeah.
So they already grew up in this bubble where they're thinking everything is meant to be up to the standard. Everyone's meant to be. getting peas like me. Everyone's meant to be getting the flyest kicks and every day. Like, you know what I'm saying? But when they go out of that bubble and they see all this other shit, they're like, ugh.
Wait, yeah. So what do you think of people who what,
you know what I'm
saying? Lived in the gutter and then built their way up to the top and then look down on other people after they've made it?
That's a mad story as well.
That's mad. What you've got, that's I don't really see that happening. You don't really see that live examples of that happening because
it's a lot though. Alan Sugar. There's quite a few, man.
White people.
Huh?
We talking about white people. White people, they just got that.
Do you know what it is? With white people, it's always business. With white people, it's always a business view. With black people, it's like sport or rapping.
That is very true. Mainly. So,
but it's starting to change, though.
It's, yeah, it's definitely starting to change.
But, and I think the ones that you know of, the ones that are publicized, are those, you get me? Are the rappers and the
But it's mainly social media now, though.
There are business black guys that are...
Like most upcoming business black guys you hear of now is through social media.
Yeah, of course.
Like that I'm just bait guy. My man's just
He's not better guys than that though.
I was in shock when I saw man's coming out with a new he's coming out with a new vodka or something like that.
He's got app as well.
Yeah, he's got
Spotify. He's got Spotify playlist.
He's got app, he's got Spotify playlist.
Yeah, that P's already.
He's got,
do you know how many streams you get? You get paid from them streams.
That guy, Mama Goes Casino wins all the time as well.
He's got like a half sister called like what Tia Maria or whatever, like, and she was like this bait girl back in the day, like, because she's from London, so everyone knows that. This guy be getting money, like I be seeing,
and it all came from memes.
Giuseppe's and all this shit.
From memes,
but he's a funny guy, you know, like people watch his Twitter and they want to know what he's saying. He's got bands apparently, like, on social media, like. His account is mainly controlled by him, so you gotta rate that because he's on funny shit, funny content, fam. Like,
he deserves it. Though anyone that's ranking it, like, I support the thing, but it's just like it's hard just to come up with an idea and just do it, and especially
Now there's bare memes pages, obviously now.
Oh yeah,
I think he was one of the first.
Yeah, it's always one of the first
people, like, for his age group and giving content that people he knew people would want. And that's lit, man.
Anyway, to answer your question,
I'm not gonna lie, no one actually answered the question.
No. To answer your question,
you just give an example, fam.
Well, like, wait, are you talking about black people? You're talking about white people? Just people
I'm only
in general.
Really gonna know. I don't really know about Alan Sugar. I can't not lie. Tell me someone I would know, innit?
Someone that you know who lived in the guy who built his way up.
Or give me another example, innit? Maybe I know him. But not Alan Sugar, I don't know.
Like, outside of sport?
It could be anything. It could be in sport, rapper,
anyway.
In sport?
There's hella footballers in sport that, what is it, that have grew up bumming.
Fucking Wayne Rooney.
Wait, I swear there was this one youth, and his mum.
That's one example.
There was one black youth who made it in football. I'm not a football fan yet, but he made it, and then I heard, like, his mum lives in, like, a loft.
There's three sides to every story.
Well, who's that?
Her side, there's his side, and there's the
who's
truth.
This guy? I saw that on YouTube. I'm like, all right, I'm like, but peaky, yo,
no, yeah, he's some Arsenal player or some shit like that.
But think of it this way, he's
taking care of him and his brother, so he's
clearly his mum must have done something. What did he say?
Like, how am I supposed to know?
It's publicized. Yeah, the mum's going to be like, yo, you ain't giving me no money.
That's probably his mum just telling a story, just trying to get peace with
him. But he's going to have to say his side, innit?
Yeah, but have you seen his mum, though?
What?
You see what she looks like?
Yeah.
Well, that's it then.
What does she look like? I really see what she look like.
Nah, because obviously
I've seen like a picture.
Real talk. She says she's been like homeless and stuff. Yeah. She don't look the best.
Yeah, but I've seen that. Just a picture of that.
She don't look like a woman that proper well grooms herself. Like,
yeah, but she's broke. Time. So everyone's thinking, yo, give her some money, help her out.
Yeah, but that's obviously, but you don't know what she might have been like in the past.
Yeah, obviously,
you know,
but we need to know, on paper it looks bad because that's your mom, she's done, yo, that's your mom, you know, that's true.
Yeah.
I know, understand your dad, okay, dad can be like that, but your mom, yo, she pushed you out, yo.
So, and what if she adoption?
That's enough. Then 9 months, that's mother. Enough. A bag for each month she had you in your belly. That's 9 bags. Give her 9 bags. You know what I'm saying, like. She held you in her belly for 9 months. At least give her like 1k for each of the month that she had you in her belly. She got 9k. She can have a
just because she carried you in the stomach and she gave birth to you doesn't mean she's a mother.
No, but she brought you into this world.
fam.
Which is not easy. Those bitches be popping there.
Of course it is easy. All you have to do is spread your legs open and get pregnant. That's all.
Do it
and don't get an abortion.
You can do that.
And then you firm it.
Hold it. That's another conversation anyway, because that's like people come into this world for different reasons. Do you get me? We're old enough to know that not all people were planned.
Exactly.
And not all people was all happy families. And not all people know who the daddies are. All sorts of. That's another conversation.
No, but this guy must have a fucking grudge against self, fam. Let's be realistic.
Yeah, obviously.
I don't know. The beatings must just went too far. Young.
Something's happened anyway. But like, again, that's your question. Beat. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think like even the ones that have come up, like they still like get like a certain type of attitude towards things because obviously what you can't afford, yeah, you can afford it now.
I think I think there's people that when they're at the bottom and they made it out of the mud, they got even more reason to brag. Cause they're like, I did it myself. Fuck everyone.
Oh yeah, definitely.
That's what
based
I understand.
On experiences, yeah,
I don't think they look down on people. I think they got more of a reason to flex.
But you do though, don't you? Cause it's like,
yeah, like
but then you got
you
haters as well. Cause like one thing what my dad told me, yeah, one time he said he goes London, yeah, and he's gone up from the bottom in it. Cause he had a little corner shop, yeah, and now he's got like he's got a nice business now, yeah. So he went down to London and he said, oh, he went down there, went to go look at a machine or something. Then he wanted breakfast in it, so he was going McDonald's. Then he was thinking, wait a second, I can afford a breakfast for like a £20 breakfast, like full on. He said, I can afford that, so why not? Why am I going to go to McDonald's and get a £3 little McMuffin where I could just go and buy a proper meal? It will come to me, it will be nicely presented with a nice young lady or a nice whatever to cater him, and then he can afford it. No, not in. Like, when he went down to London.
Oh, so he's in a hotel.
So whatever hotel, whatever. So like any restaurant, you get me.
Oh,
but instead of going to McDonald's, he can afford.
So he's thinking,
why am I gonna do this when I can afford it?
Obviously.
But that's his, like.
Even
like,
I don't want McDonald's, but shit, niggas.
But you're gonna get your McDonald's because you can't afford the £20 breakfast or the £30 breakfast.
No, obviously that was a good example because like shit.
Because why would you do that for breakfast,
man? I don't even like McDonald's, man. Fuck no.
But for breakfast, though, you get what I'm saying.
Yeah, but fuck.
So he's got that. He's now got that mentality now, like. If I can afford
but
it.
But I don't mean he's looking down on
no one. No, that's what I'm saying. But yeah. I'm saying that could be a certain type of attitude towards
people
it.
People don't like. Obviously, you're always going to have haters, though.
Yeah. How about this, right?
If you got a certain status. You've
got a certain status, man. Do you think
they were hate on that?
You should.
What?
Help others. If you've got a certain status in life.
I think you should always help others. Whatever your status or not.
If you're on a level, yeah.
I think you got more of a reason to.
In terms. But it depends how you come up.
I think you got more of a reason to. When you've made it and you got enough money to help others.
For example.
But you should always try to help others because there's people that don't have nothing and they still help others, isn't it? So there's no excuse. You got no excuse when you're rich. Or
there is.
I think if it's to do with you.
There's no real excuse,
something to do with your life, like how you've come up for example.
Definitely.
Like if you're like, for example, like. If you, like, obviously Josh, for example, if he went through boxing and it went through a certain boxing gym and certain people helped him around,
you should help that gym straight.
He should help
straight.
That
the
boxing
people
club
that
and,
helped him.
And
we don't need to help
if someone's got,
yeah.
like a disability or something or
there's
whatever
always
it is
be someone,
in your family that's close to you.
Yeah, there's always going to be someone
you'll
you can
pay back in that sense.
That's what I'm saying.
But I don't think you should just give money to anybody.
Not like this charity here, this charity. Nah, that's just something.
Oh, no, I don't believe in charities at all. Oh, I don't believe in charities at all, man. Fuck that, nah.
But I don't believe you give that back.
Do you know what you should do, yeah? Well, before you give money to a charity, check their CEO and see how much they're making.
No, that don't.
Their salary.
Can't do that though.
Yes, you can online. You
because
see the
you
net
can,
worth.
Yeah, no,
you
I
check
know,
their
I know
net worth.
Do that, but you know they get peas, bro. Like, yeah, we know this. Charity people get peas to do charity work, but like they need money. Like, it's a non-for-profit organization, so it's like they don't use the profit to give it to shareholders. They give it to they reinvest it to the company, but they're. The company, you get what I'm saying? So they're gonna get money either way. You get what I'm saying? Like that's not wrong. It's just how it. That's just the
I understand that in terms of that, but not
you
what
you got
hate
on them just because.
What was it? What was it? Child? What was it?
If they're
what?
Giving the money to like to like next
that charity
businesses,
that,
that's wrong,
that gave half that that gives half them like 50% to the army or something to the military.
Think of
what?
Did you know about that? The one on TV. That comes on TV.
What?
That charity thing that comes on TV and everyone, and then they say, oh, we've got like 50 million, we've made 50 million. The Pudsey Bear thing.
Pudsey Bear? Oh, you on about.
Wait,
not Sports Relief, the other one.
They give it to what, soldiers?
Children
now?
In need.
Children in need. Yeah, that one, apparently a few years ago, I think it's Children in Need, yeah, a few years ago, about 4 years ago, there was a big controversy about the charities, yeah. That's why there is so much now, and then the sent like a certain percentage don't even go to the people, it goes to the military.
To do what? Like kill niggas and shit?
What do you mean? It goes to the military. That means the government. That means the government's got the money.
But why do they do that though? Like,
because the government.
Because contracts, whatever that, where they have with other people, whoever they touched elbows with.
Yeah. So it's like, even though shit. You're giving money to that, even though you're giving £3 a month to that guy in poor kid in Africa, right? Like,
he's only getting what
5p, if that, plus true, shipping.
Man. Realistically, obviously, I don't even rate them charities.
Or even children needing that. Actually, wait, what country are you from?
Niger.
Do you ever speak to family back home?
Hmm?
Do you speak to family back home?
Now and again, not like.
Or
the whole squad of
ask your mum or something like
village.
That, yeah, to ask family members who live in Niger if they've ever heard of children in need or something like that. Oh, I guarantee they've never heard of them.
Obviously, they're all fresh down there. They don't even watch.
Yeah, but these charities all make up like they're helping people back there.
No, obviously not like that, man. They ain't super.
What do you mean? Have you not seen how it is? Have you seen how it's straight on TV?
Yeah, but do you know what's mad? Don't believe that because I know my village.
And you think that's right?
They never touched my village, huh?
Yeah, but do you know what's mad though? Like,
no, I know they ain't touched my village. That's just straight up. They can't go to every fucking. That's just realistically though. That's what I'm saying.
I'm not saying realistically touching everyone in Africa. I'm just saying
I don't even think they're doing like 5%. I don't even think they're even doing enough. They're not doing anything.
Fam, it's going to CEOs. It's going to expenses. It's going on.
Yeah, I know. I don't read it. I don't watch the TV and say yeah, they're really doing their thing. Because I know what's how it happens.
But it's a bit mad though. Like when they do show it, they're showing like little kids, yeah.
Yeah,
like,
that's
little black kids, yeah. Like,
and they're really
in the worst conditions, yeah. On TV, but if you did that, like, if you did that of a white person in England, they'll say, what's going on?
No, of course.
It's a bit weird, though.
White people got used to that idea that's what Africa's like.
And what's mad, yeah?
They don't want to see that around here, but it's all right.
But yeah. How come they offer ask for more money for animals and that?
What?
So for like a polar bear, they ask for £5 a month, but for a kid,
oh
it's
man,
like
fuck those bears, bro! Like
fuck those bears.
Fuck that.
What do you mean?
Like, what do you mean that niggas? There's
kids dying. We respect dying. The animals.
Yeah,
still.
There's kids dying, but yo, like,
animals
we're
dying.
Out here. People. We're out here killing off animals, left, right, and centre for no reason.
Yeah, stop killing them.
But I'm just saying,
but
like,
you don't have to like shit sponsor it.
What do you mean?
Do,
of
man.
Course.
Why do you have to sponsor
because
it?
What about, animals that are in endangered species, like rhinos?
No,
the last white rhino that
you
died.
You didn't say you said a
male.
Bear.
That's male.
It's dead now.
It's oh, yeah, female. Two females left. They took his sperm in it.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's it.
Oh, that's calm. There's a chance now, but fuck.
It's a slim chance. And look at
slim
and
chance.
We shouldn't have been in that, play, in that position. In
yeah,
place,
but do you know why
all.
We're in the position? Because we're killing it for the ivory. But it's just, you know who's doing it, fam. Let's be realistic, like fam. It's the same guys that are promoting, donate £5 to this bear, are still the ones killing it, fam. It's the same darn fam. I'm saying this.
This guy is allegations,
boy. You have a way with words.
It does, man. That was funny. Nah, man. Like, life is just mad, though. Like, the way everything just links. Right. It's just all mad. Like, with money and privilege, money. It's just crazy.
But, fam, if I was... Is there such thing as black privilege?
Is that privilege? Charlamagne made a book about that. I don't know if it's
actually
about black.
Yeah, that's what I seen.
I don't know if it's actually
but
about...
But what does that mean, like?
I don't know, mate. I don't know.
Okay, we can say nigga, but all right. Well, that's really it. Is that the privilege? Because like that's not.
It depends how you look at it. For me, yeah.
Because I know you can still be white and say it. Like,
for me, yeah, I don't really say the word
behind closed doors. Like you just say it.
I don't really say the word like at all.
It's not like really, affect me. Like it's not a word that's like yeah I can say it. Like what the fuck.
Like, wait, come again? What? What are we talking about?
I said black privilege. I said it's black.
He said
privilege.
What is black privilege? So he's and he's given an example of the N word.
I was like, is it? Like, that, is it that, just because like, we can say?
That's what you call. That's what you call the privilege.
No, this is the word, nigga. Is that what people
you
are saying?
You said that as a question.
But, yeah, well, that's a question because like, I don't know what else could it be. What else do we have?
We don't really have
anything.
That's what I'm saying.
All
we have like literally, I've had like when I've been working out here. Yeah, there'll be white girls coming up to me, fam, and they'll be asking me. If they can say the N-word,
why
like,
would you want to though?
They'll be like, that's what gets me.
Well,
that's what gets
there's
me.
There's so many words in the dictionary.
So many
that you can
words.
Use.
Well, Chris Brown made that tune though, didn't he?
What?
That'll be the track of
okay,
the day.
Okay, yeah.
Freaky cool. Friday. Like,
no,
I wonder if I can say the N-word.
What?
Have you seen Freaky Friday?
Yeah, I heard it like once.
Yeah, but have you seen the video?
No.
Well, basically, it's about Little Dicky, yeah?
Mm.
Yeah, it was
the white rapper in it.
He's a joke, and then that's how they start.
But listen, then there's Chris Brown, yeah? And basically, in the video, they switch bodies. So Little Dicky is basically Chris Brown. Yeah.
So what would it be like for a white person to be in a black person's body and vice versa? And basically, for what is it? A white person who's not recognised as in basically seen more as a joke rather than an actual serious rapper.
Yeah.
And basically
He's a joke.
Huh?
He is a joke.
Nah, but he's got bars.
He's good though.
He's got bars.
He's actually good.
I got bars too, fam. What do you mean? He's a
But he has a different approach.
But carry on, Chris.
Yeah,
that's his artistry. He's got a different approach.
Yeah. But anyways, yeah.
He's not Eminem, but yeah.
Yeah, he's got his own approach, which is he uses comedy.
Comedy.
Same with that guy who does he raps here, but who did that racism thing.
Because
he's got another one out. He's got another one out about a kid that get knocked over because a girl was on the phone texting.
So he does that kind of shit. That's
so anywho, what's happening here?
He said I'll one bang you.
Oh lol. Anywho, so what you saying? Yeah, so there's a verse where Joe and Chris Brown starts saying the word bare times. Like he's basically saying like, oh, I wonder if I can say it. And he says it in all types of ways, like in every single situation.
How we use it in different scenarios.
Chris Brown
sings it, but it's Little Dicky in him though. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Obviously, there's
so, he's going up to everyone saying "What up, mate?" and then all that, everything. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because like white people really want to say it, but I understand it's in songs. But then
it's just culture, man. The hip-hop culture is cool to say it.
It's like
how about this, right? Why is it cool to say nigga, but it's you can't say honky?
But that's not cool to say though.
What?
That don't even sound cool.
The only reason why it's become cool to say is because it says hip hop culture all the time.
Yes, hip hop culture. Who says honky? No one says.
It became illegal to say honky, or there's something to do where you can't say honky.
Are you sure?
Yes. Yes, motherfucker. If you want, we can Google it right now.
In America, no.
Apologies for the language, guys. Apologies for the language.
Sorry, no, that's swear.
No, you can swear as much as you want, but it'll be classed as explicit.
Motherfucker.
Oh, gosh.
It'll be classed as explicit.
Nah, like, what is it? Within the radio, within like your labels or whatever, some of them have, it's like a taboo.
Labels?
Yeah.
Record labels. So it's not illegal.
It's like a taboo. Yeah, but it's within your contract or whatever, with your label or whatever.
Yeah, but you said a law though. That's completely different. That's a whole.
My bad.
Yeah, cool. And the label, I understand.
So shit, your label that's run by whoever Jewish fellow or whatever who's got hella cash. Basically, an agenda's been pushed through, as in just to make black people look like scum, essentially. So like using words like nigger, we rarely come across things that are getting banged and we think is wavy. It's never to do with something seeing black people in a positive light. It's always more negative, or I'm getting hoes, I'm getting this, I'm getting that. I only see more shit about people getting educated. You feel me?
That's true.
Or like, the only way as black people, I feel like...
Got my A-levels, but are you trying to hear that though?
Like, how I see it.
Yeah,
like,
but the one person I would like I really my respect...
A-levels, nigga,
Yo fam, if I see Max on this car, yeah? And it's you lot's Max. When the song comes out. I know it's you too. Anywho, yeah, because we're in my car right now, people. But anywho, what was I going to say? I think the one person that I could listen to, it don't matter what they say, is Jeremy. Because he says stuff, yeah, that's not gangster. He says... He's like
30, though.
See, I'm more into like J. Cole and shit.
American.
Yeah, J. Cole cool.
But like I'm more UK based personally.
I'm all round. Jamie's hard, but he's just old. Like he's been in the game for so long. I used to listen to him when I was like in that year 9.
Yeah, but my man.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, but them type of man, Wiley, like, Skepta, all them first guys.
Yeah, but still, like I'm saying, they're old man.
From Jeremy from young, he wasn't rapping or trap stuff.
He was just rapping straight.
Yeah.
Just bars.
But like, man, not serious. Don't get serious.
Yeah,
he's one guy. If you were talking about like GCSEs and whatever,
there's a lot of people like that. But they're just not. That's why they're not. They're not at the top of the game. Cause
yeah, but Jeremy would be, but he stopped his on the Binza side because he owns BBK.
I just
want to
see more in general about.
And sound good. Well, there's. I've heard Graft
trapping.
Have you heard Graft?
Huh?
Have you heard Graft? From Leeds. Well, he don't do no trapping or not like that, yeah. But like he does like say some positive stuff in it. And he talks about like how he's done well in school and that. And it sounds sick anyway, man sounds hard.
But that's so nerdy though.
What?
It's not but nerdy,
it's
blood.
Nerdy though. How do you
like, yeah, but how are you going to go forward?
Yeah, exactly.
How are you going to go forward as black people?
No, obviously, I'm not saying you shouldn't listen to it, but I'm saying, like, you cannot play that in a rave and you got all these niggas. Come on, man. That's what I'm saying. Like, you can't play that in a rave and get gassed up, gas up people up.
You
that's
can, man.
Realism.
If you sound sick.
No, don't mean fam. Like, you're yeah, alright, cool. It depends. It depends.
If you
what
chicken
saying.
Make a song,
but fam, if someone says, niggas, if you,
thank you. Imagine yeah. You say you listen. You want to listen to fucking little this, little that, little whatever, chatting shit, making noise. You can't even hear what they're saying.
Gets me gas.
You want to gas up? Man,
they're speaking tongues, fam.
Fabio,
speaking tongues.
Man's mumbling, and you're feeling that in your throat, rather than hearing someone speaking real, talking about how.
When he says iffy, sticky, blicky, anything that sounds like iffy, blicky, sticky, got a blicky, I'm there, I'm hitting the folks, like, I don't even care. But same way, I listen to J. Cole, I listen to Kendrick, you get what I'm saying? Like, I listen to Jaden Smith, like, it could go both ways, but obviously most people, they just, it's either one or the other. It's either your mumble gang, or you actually trying to listen to positive and actual knowledge in music. But
as a people, how are we going forward though?
Listening to
we're going
mumbling and shit.
I know. Because when you think of it, obviously, in terms of culture, black people are in front. Yeah. No. Well, in terms of
hip hop culture,
cool hip hop kind of, like cool like as a culture
like black is
black
in
culture
fashion.
Is black in is fashion. You get me? It's a fashion to people. Yeah. I think the culture that's winning right now is Arabs. They're winning. No matter what, they're just winning.
Yeah, oil, all this shit. Like, that's just generations.
And
just...
Jews, yeah, that they're winning in terms of that. Is he all right, that guy?
I thought he was going to the garden.
But anywho, I think they're winning in terms of they're just living their own lives. Like they don't seem to have any issue.
So we're not winning now, like.
Of course, we're not winning at anything. We're not winning at anything.
Nigga, until the motherland bangs, we ain't gonna win.
Well, obviously, I'm just asking what he thinks.
Well, for me,
at the same time, those guys are losing. At the same time, like Middle East war, all that shit. Like, come on, man.
Yeah. Well, it's based on how much is being shown to you. Then,
but
what
you know, shit's been going. Like, shit is corrupt.
Yeah, you know, but you don't
corrupt.
Know,
like, hella corrupt. Bro.
Yeah.
Anywhere.
So I'm saying how like it's not like there's niggas that are pop a wedding in like Dubai and shit, and you'd be like, yo, that's crazy. But then,
it's like that everywhere, innit?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So how can you can't say that.
No, what
you
I'm
say
saying
we're winning,
is...
We're winning in terms of, like...
No, what I'm saying
you can
is...
like, give multiple athletes and rappers.
No, what...
And then you can be like, we're winning.
Nah, what I'm saying is...
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get what you're saying. But as an average person living, if you go to Dubai and that, or if you go to Saudi or that, like, based on my experience, like, I haven't been, but I know people, like, from there. Every Arab I know, they say there's no like homeless people there. Everyone like helps each other out. You get me? Like in terms of not really, there's not really any inequality in a sense. Obviously there's class in that.
It's all the same.
But there's no
because they're all the same color.
Yeah, but it's not even just that though. Like there's black Arabs, there's white Arabs, and there's like there's just Arab like.
I don't know.
Like,
man.
There is, yeah. Trust me, there is, yeah.
But
I haven't been.
I've been hearing stuff.
No, but the culture that they got is just a bit different. Like for example, here, could you go to a black man now and he could sort you out?
Come on, man. We're in England, though. This is a white.
Yeah, but
country.
As all right for me, I'm a black Caribbean, innit? So I'm not a black African. For me, there's not really a person I could call who's black in a certain position that could help me out to make me bear money straight away. There's not. I probably could if it's illegal, but not if it's legal.
That's true.
But there's a white man next to me. Could be anyone who might have one call conversation with somebody. Yeah. Who will be at a higher level, or their uncle, or their dad, or whatever. That's more likely. That's what I'm saying.
We are in foreign territory. This is not our country. Why,
yeah, but you're born here, though.
Yeah, you're born here.
But you're born here,
man. But I'm not white, though.
Yeah, but you're born here, though.
But I'm not white.
Yeah, but you're born here.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is, regardless.
But I don't have that advantage.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like,
white niggas, so change your fucking outview in life so you can fucking do that for your kids. Exactly. Oh, your nephew.
So the only way is you're the generation that's happening now. So for example.
What are you gonna do? Change the whole culture of racism?
No.
Then what are you saying then?
I'm saying we
need
everyone
individually.
People.
Yeah, obviously you need to help out the brothers.
No, but I'm saying we need more black people in higher points of power. Yeah.
Yeah, obviously.
So for example, we need more doctors.
So the change that you want to see, you need to be that change
right
now.
Yeah, but I'm saying, obviously, like that's just standard. Like you should always
standard though, fam.
It's not standard. Okay, it's not standard because niggas want to be the next trapper, the next rap, the next. You
and
know
why
what
is that? Because of the music they're listening to.
But fam, like that's it's the same. You can say the same. Like they are white guys. They are getting influenced. Like it's not just black. But it's mainly black. It's mainly black people that get influenced because obviously we be making this shit. But there's it's not just black people getting influenced.
Yeah, but
everyone is.
The point is to move as a people. Yeah, we need to be in a position of power. Instead, if, for example, yeah, if you're ill, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm saying what you're saying is like that the position of power. We'll talk about like. Members of parliament.
No. I mean,
that is the realest though. That's no, where.
Yeah, but having a black person in parliament ain't gonna do much because that's like.
No, but I'm saying, there's majority of them are white, so yeah. we already fucked up.
Yeah,
we fucked up.
Yeah, but
what
listen,
like that's the realest that like, you can be the manager of a company.
No matter what,
but
like,
you don't control
easier.
The taxes of they that they give you.
Yeah, but that's
so that's just
government
the, so,
in general.
No,
yeah.
I'm saying that the government is the main thing though.
Yeah, obviously,
and
but we're not going to have...
if the government was majority black, you would already... Well, we got a chance.
Well,
like, Obama came in, we had a chance.
Nah,
yo.
We didn't. No,
but
we didn't.
The whole Congress...
How has that affected the UK? How's that affected the UK?
No, I'm saying black people in the whole world. We're talking about black people in general. We're not talking about UK.
No, listen.
We're talking about black people in general or UK. Because I just gave you an example of UK.
Okay, although in America, right, yeah, Obama is a president, but there's so many sort of... departments within
yeah,
government
I'm saying the
within
whole Congress
America.
Is just white, like.
That's true.
So yeah,
there's the same with the same here.
So
even
what?
If,
so what do you think
if,
will make black people go forward?
Personally, yeah. Personally, I say these niggas need to like get back to the motherland and just.
What's the motherland?
Just Africa, fam. Just get back, get back to Africa.
So
then,
what about?
And then, all
right.
That's when you really
where
have a
you
chance.
From? Where you from?
I'm from Nigeria.
All right. Where am I from?
You're from the
Caribbean.
Caribbean,
right. Barbados. So if slavery...
But where
I'll
did you... Read, yeah.
No, so there's not in Barbados.
You what?
There's not in Barbados for me.
Yeah, there's nothing.
So to
that's
be
why
like,
you came here.
To go back to my motherland. Like, there's not... Like, I'm from here in England.
Mm.
So this
my,
is where you came to.
My granddad's from Barbados. So if I go back to Barbados, there's
yeah,
nothing in Barbados
yeah.
for me.
Yeah.
So for example, I can't go back to nowhere
but you,
in Africa.
No, but I'm saying you can build something. Cause I was born here.
What,
but
in
I know,
Barbados?
Yeah, you can build anything anywhere. Like, you can
yeah, but you need
it.
Money that.
Yeah, that's
money?
What I'm saying. You can make your money and you go back, and then that's how people really be
boom.
Making their shit. Boom. That's what I'm saying. That's how people really be.
So for me,
prospering because they're not trying to. I don't really think. Like, I don't really see myself coming. I can't see myself coming. I'm born here. Okay, I'm British, but I don't see myself. Am I really gonna build something for generations here? When the whole system's against me.
But
like why am I gonna go out why like I can, but I'm saying the best thing you should do is just shit, go somewhere where you actually wanted, like you get what I'm saying? Like
yeah,
realistically
definitely,
realistically if you made your money and you go back to Barbados, you're richer already because it's a whole different currency. Or you're like I make my money and I'm even an average or alright level working class guy here, I go to Africa, I'm rich. That's just the realest. And that's same in any other third world country. So
yeah.
Wait, Barbados not third world country, is it?
So I don't know
where it is. I can't lie.
I don't know where anything is.
I'm saying I don't know.
And plus they make it a lot more difficult for people in Africa. Like, for example, right, yeah. So many do you know like even products within our iPhones and shit, like people are just getting shagged from all over countries in Africa,
yeah.
Like in general. And
oh yeah.
For example,
fam, you go Africa,
there's so many natural resources. There's so many natural resources that Africans could use,
yeah.
Or essentially use that to. Shit.
It's true.
There's so many resources in Africa that people
could
actually
use
to make
use,
an income
but
from,
they
but they're
off.
Being fucking exploited.
Yeah, and they sell
by
it off.
People in the West.
They
yeah.
sell it off to the West,
so
they
so,
can they can use it.
So.
But the
so
thing is,
what
we don't
saying
have,
is then,
we don't
no
have
matter
tools.
Even if you do go back, you still
No. I'm just saying.
You still what?
You still mash it anyway.
No, I'm saying. Why? I'm saying.
Saying then?
The whole the white people got their influence over the whole world.
Yeah.
They're still gonna have influence in Africa. It's just not gonna be nowhere near the same as in here.
I feel like Colonel Gaddafi had the right idea before he got assassinated.
It depends.
His idea was basically united the whole of Africa.
Yeah, that's what I'm
coming
that's
under
that's
one
I'm
central
saying.
Bank.
That's what I've been.
So do you know how
that's
the central
I'm
bank
that's
in
what I'm
like
on.
Every
yeah,
country
the way
apart
it did
from
it
like
wasn't
Muslim.
Good though. The way it was doing it wasn't good.
It was only because they portrayed him in a certain light. Because,
well, that's
like,
another conversation again.
I'm saying
that's a very another
conversation.
That's another conversation.
I'm just saying there's potential in it. Look how small England is compared to what I'm saying is, think about it like that, and but yet they're still winning. Way like they, like even the scoreboard. I'm not gonna come here and then make all my riches and then it's so going straight to the government. Yeah. You get me? It's going to the UK government.
How?
I ask you again.
I feel like South Africa have the right. I feel like South Africa have the right idea right now. Because they've taken. I think this is me just spitballing here.
Okay.
They don't actually caught me on it. Like legit. Say for example. 3% of the population in South Africa will say it's white and they own like 90% of the land.
Yeah.
Like 7% of the land. Yeah. And what South Africa finally done is taken the 97% of the land and given it back to Africans.
Yeah, see.
Now with that, with land,
that was reparations, isn't it? Hmm? Yeah, that's what they done.
That now was, with that, you could essentially start somewhere and build something.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, that was.
But that's if you're from.
That
there.
Was. They were trying.
That's if you want to go there.
I'm pretty sure there's similar instances all around. Exactly to do with land like people.
Okay. So for now,
the whole case about.
So my question is now, yeah.
What's your question?
You living in England?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You asking?
I'm assuming you're getting the buff. Right. I'm assuming you want to get your education from here. I'm assuming you want to make enough money here, so when you go back down there, you've got like more money in terms of currency. How do you think you're gonna make? How do you think, as black people as a whole, how do you think we are gonna go forward even quicker, even better? How?
By uniting and using our resources.
Yeah, straight.
That's a good answer in terms of.
And I make a business. I'm employing black people.
But what I'm saying,
I'm putting money in their pocket.
That's good. That's good.
You get what I'm saying?
But what I'm saying is...
That's where it starts, though.
For someone listening to you right now, okay, resources. What resources? Where? What do you think? What?
I'm not saying I necessarily have... It's me using my fellow brother or someone else who has something more who can teach me something that I don't know to help me progress in life. That's how I see it as.
Okay.
Like, if you've got something that someone else that doesn't have or you're in a position where you can help someone else that doesn't have what you have, then do it to help him to then, you know, like, pass it on. As in, you help him, he helps someone else, and before you know it, everyone's helping everyone, and then we have... Something gets going.
So as a people then, so individual things need to happen. So for example, right, when you go to the doctors, who are you most likely to see when you go through that door?
An Asian man.
Receptionist, obviously.
No, the doctor. I'm talking about the doctor. Oh. The doctor. What type of race or ethnicity or anything?
I've been Asian, to the GP. Is it Asian or white?
Asian or white.
Asian or white. Cool. Or the African.
No, I
didn't. Or the African,
You do see them. I went on the back row.
Not in Leeds, maybe not in Leeds, bro.
Another question.
Mama works in Grimsby.
Another question.
Oh, God.
Another question.
What did I say?
I'm not saying you lot have been to court or if been anywhere near court, but can you name me one black judge?
In America?
In England where you live.
I don't even know.
Another one as well. Have you ever. Met a black PE teacher.
Was he a PE teacher?
Let me cast my mind back to high school.
Let me think.
Wait, high school at Leeds?
No, I had one joke. My PE teacher. Yeah, he was like an assistant. No, he was shit.
Assistant, yeah, but actual PE teacher. Coach. Not
you, a, I nah,
again. Ask another question. Yeah, have you met? Obviously, there's.
But even PE teacher's not the best job, mate.
No, it's not. No, I'm gonna be one. Yeah, but what I'm saying is, it's like, what I'm trying to say to you is, to go forward as people, for example, how many black, there's black people businesses, but what type of business are most black people in? As a business, little small business.
They do like t-shirts and shit, like what are you doing?
T-shirts.
They want to do clothing or some shit.
Yeah. And like, what do you normally see in terms of restaurants?
Be just like, the Caribbean or some kind Caribbean of African restaurants. Cuisine, fam.
Because that's what they
know. That's exactly.
I'm not going to expect them to run a fucking pub.
No, exactly. But why not? Why not on a pub?
Why? That's where you
that's not the reason.
Like, why?
You're going to use what you know. Yeah, and I don't think black people in general know
I don't
pubs.
Think they know how to brew.
In a business sense, why not?
Run a pub. Or what? Own a pub.
If a black person own a pub.
You can own a franchise of pubs.
If a black person own the pub.
Yeah, but like.
What type of people mainly go to that pub?
White people. But you have to market to white people.
Yeah, no, so then now you gotta think with that kind of mind, which is even longer.
Okay,
like,
alright, my point is,
So I would just use the resources.
My point is,
My point is, yeah. Like, if you see more black people, yeah, in them type of situations, like more teachers, more doctors, more like, not in a sporting context.
I get
context.
What you're saying. I get, you no, get me? I got what you're
don't
saying.
You think,
I agreed
yeah?
with you before.
I'm not saying no. Right. Shay's on another page at the moment.
I'm on another page.
He's on another page at the moment.
I'm just, a whole different but.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just seeing if he sees this point of view. Like,
okay, let me,
do you think if you saw more people in them type of positions, like, I'm not saying it will inspire you, but wouldn't you feel that? That's
no, of course.
More?
Yeah, you can do it as a kid. You can see that you can.
Yeah, of course.
Because you're looking at someone. That so looks
that's.
Like you,
but all I'm saying is that
for me, that's more to winning.
Yeah,
for
but
example,
I'm saying you're not gonna see that because you live in England and you're looking at English people. That, you
but there's people, but there's bare kids living in London
but
that are not cultural, that are Caribbean,
some
are African, and they're not looking to go to Africa. They're not looking
that's
to
what
go.
That's what I'm saying. What about the ones that want to stay here? Let's be real, yeah. I ain't even going to throw Caribbeans under the bus. But most of them are the ones that have this problem with that whole, like, they...
Obviously,
they've
got nowhere to go back.
They're trying to be trappers, and they're trying to be...
They've got nowhere to go back.
Yeah, they're just...
Look how small Jamaica is.
Those are the people that are the product of the environment, mostly.
No, but the thing is, harsh, yeah.
Most of them are, because, fam, realistically, if you even have one family member, and you're African, and they're African, and you're growing up, wherever, even if you're trying to be the next trapper, whatever, they see that you get shipped... Realistically,
to be fair, in London, there's more African people than Caribbean people.
Yeah.
I don't know.
There probably is. There probably is because Africa's big. We're bigger. It's just bigger. Like, it's just statistically. Like, I will see.
But, like, what about for black people?
But what I mean African, with what you're saying now, what I get what you're saying is, yeah.
That goes back to
what I'm talking about as well, about people supporting other brothers and sisters. Because what it is. It's difficult because you're going into an industry or something, a world where you don't dominate it, so you're going to be the only black person. That's where obviously discrimination comes in, because people have their, preconceptions of what black people are like, even though you're not like that. So obviously they're going to go out of the way to make life harder for you, etc. So what I'm saying is, when you have people within, you have like a community, a unity, as in people are going out of the way to help and educate others. So if you're in a position where you can help someone and give an advice in life, then do it. You've been there, done that. You have someone else who's trying to grow up in the world and trying to find their path in life, whatever profession they're going through. If you have that unity, you can give them advice. Even go as far as even giving them peas. Who knows? I don't know. It depends on whatever relationship you have with them. But it would make it easier and more achievable, more realistic.
Definitely.
And there'll be a larger quantity of people or people of color going into these industries and fucking dominating. That's how I see it. Not, obviously. That's how I see how we can all achieve that goal together. That's the only way I see it. It's a hard question, though,
because...
Yeah, it is. There's so many factors.
We're talking for 42 minutes, yeah, we've got work.
But, you know, it's one of them things, like... Because, obviously, there's bare things there, innit? Because, obviously, there is this notion of, like... Especially with black people, anyway, with this lighty and darky thing. There's this notion of Caribbean... Oh,
actually,
there's Caribbean and African thing. And
there's always that divide when we talk about
black people. It's like we're all the same,
you have African, you have Caribbean, and you have African American, and they're just fucked. They're off the spectrum. But in England, obviously, you're gonna talk about Caribbean and Africa.
Yeah,
but there's like, even more in it. That's what I'm saying. There's even more division, and that makes it harder.
Because obviously, there ain't no African American thinking about what Asians are doing in it, like. Like,
it's just easier though, like the whole black.
But regardless, there was a point where
I think there's more black people than Asian people.
No, there isn't.
Is there not?
No.
Asian? What type of Asian are you talking about though? Because they're different Asians. So
yeah, but I'm talking.
There ain't no different black.
There's more. There has to be more.
There's more
Asians in the world.
Yo, let me type
people.
Up right now.
More Asians than black people.
Yeah. Realistically, I don't see that happening.
That has to be.
How?
Because there's already how much people living in India alone. And look how thingy that is.
Oh, India is one country. Africa is a continent. So...
Yeah, but what...
That's true.
But what I'm saying
don't
is
get it twisted.
Asians
don't
have Africa.
But there's different type of Asians, though.
Look, let me show you something.
Oh, yeah. There's a... Well, obviously, we're not talking about...
I thought you were saying...
No, I'm saying Asia. Like, as in all Asia. So, like obviously, you got Pakistanis and Indians and... Chinese, and obviously they all live in Asia. But Asia's a bigger continent, isn't it? Is it not?
1.4 billion.
Is it not?
My God, 1.4. 1.4 billion, yeah, and then.
I think you're just thinking of it. Do you know when you look at a map?
Yeah.
It's not.
Oh yeah, yeah. Hey, I could be wrong.
So. When you're looking at the map, what is it? I think they make Africa's a lot bigger than it looks like on the map.
Well, there's more. Is there more Asians in England?
It depends what you mean by Asian, because like.
Yeah. Are you about wait?